Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
After a serious car accident, people have two questions. Why me and what now? Well, no one knows why you, but I'm Terry Crouppen, and my law firm, Brown & Crouppen, sure can help with the what now. Car repairs, medical bills, lost wages, pain and suffering. We're Brown & Crouppen, and we've got all those answers. All you have to do is call. 222-2222.
Tipsy-turvy. Fumbles have my rep at war.
They're the troops been too long.
For me. I fall down, but I don't ever worry. Look and
reach. Oh, yeah.
Their hands out for me. I don't hit the ground, because they always
hurts.
Catch me.
KG's listening to this on mute.
And they never bleed.
You take the pain?
She's the best, because we were flipping through old photo albums, and I was like, that's not me. What am I wearing? And she looks at me, and she's like, you wear pretty spears. You look like a hooker.
I miss you, Cassie.
What instrument is that right there, Doug?
Saxophone?
No.
No,
that's like a synthesizer.
My real friends.
That'd be Rocchio's department.
Yeah.
See the real me?
Well, he's in the horn section. Got the woodwinds.
And they never bleed. My family, Miami.
I bet Rocchio could play the trombone too.
Atlanta.
I hear you, and I hold your hand up. Kinley.
So Rocchio gets kind of, perturbed because he still listens to the show. He'll be back in the 101 studio or the sports office there, and he'll tell me he's upset with you about the. He says, "You gotta stop tell Doug I didn't play the tuba. I played
the
saxophone."
Oh, he's tuba. He's tuba. Yeah. You can tell just by his build.
His embouchure. Can you tell by his embouchure?
Well, the mouth positioning.
Everyone text in about their mouth positioning here
because
it's 8:24. 8:24 here in St. Louis. This is the 8 o'clock hour here live from the Michelob Ultra Studios, Doug. And we're just going to be bringing takes. We got a little NBA Finals takes. We'll have Joey Zamboni on at about 9 o'clock talking doggies against Dynamo. Talking about this Roman Berkey, Doug, who's standing on his head spitting wooden nickels.
Yeah.
Just really putting
it on. He might
be
the best goalkeeper in the league.
Yeah. Statistically, he's like... Oh, there's like four or five goals that he's just not a, like, that should have gone in that he just didn't allow. Yep. There's a stat that Taylor Twellman on Balloon Party was telling us about Roman Berkey that'll pull up before Zamboni. But yeah, Roman Berkey has been outstanding. And then, of course, we'll have the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day, Doug. And the standings are fresh. Buck Swope won the month of May. He also won the Malacca Tequila Listener of the Month for the month of May. But right now it's just... Oh, my God, Pop Pop, stop. Blueberry Pop Pop.
Congrats to him and one up. I'm sorry, I tried to get her on time.
What happened?
I went down to KC for a bit.
But you
really
work here.
Like you, it really seemed like you were trying to get her on
you
time.
You work here at this station.
I know, but I love everybody here. I brought in some for Jen Williams to look at, so I brought it down to her.
That's so nice.
What did you bring in?
She's a big Stevie Nicks fan, and I have this tour book I got in 94 when last time I met her, and she signed all this stuff in there for me, so... She draws. She likes to paint.
Jen Williams does.
No, Stevie Nicks.
No.
And in this tour book, she had some of her drawings.
Jen Williams drawings.
Yeah, which is blank. And when she signed the inner cover to me, then she was going through me. She goes, "Did you see my artwork?" I go, "Yeah, I loved it." She goes, "Do you mind if I draw in here and kind of tell you what each piece means?" And she took the Sharpie and started drawing on it. All right, this means the baby. This is the new life. And she's drawing all this stuff. So that was kind of cool.
Did you tell Jen to stop drawing on this, that this is Stevie Nicks' book?
No, I felt bad because I did give her a Stevie Nicks poster that I had.
World-class troll.
That she... I'm not. She's like 23
no,
years old.
No, I'm talking about Doug. He's trolling you really hard.
She's just a sweetheart. But she's a Stevie Nicks fan, probably bigger than me.
Really?
And I had this extra, well, not extra, it was on my wall when I gave it to her, framed. It's just a Stevie Nicks poster from one of her albums.
So are you hitting on this, Jen?
No, so I gave it to her, and then I brought this into show her because I told her about this program I had where Stevie Nicks actually wrote on the drawings what they all meant. So I brought it in to show her, and as soon as I brought it in, she kind of like got up her chair and ran. She goes, "Oh my God, you're giving it to me?" I go, "No, I'm not giving it to you. This is like my prized possession. I just want to brought it in to show it to you." I felt bad. She thought I was giving it to her.
But one of the real signs. Of,
she thought you were giving it to
you. You just showed it to her. One of the real signs of stalking is gift giving.
Oh, God.
No, that's one of the signs of being a nice guy and caring about your fellow
employees.
And
to be fair, you're not giving a gift. You were just kind of letting
her gave her the poster.
You just let her wet her beak a little bit.
No,
and then
just...
you took it away. You gave it to her, and then you slid it back away from her.
She can look at it, but I can't give
Why
it to her.
Why can't
you.
She have it?
Well, first of all, the inside is autographed to me. So
then why did you give it
mean.
To her
Was
at
it
all?
Too eggy or
she
too
wanted
catty?
To. I told her about it. She goes, that sounds so cool. So I brought it in for her to look at it. I mean, I think it's the only one in the world. Trust me, there's nobody else who went backstage and met her and said, can you write in all of your artwork? She just offered to do it. I said, she goes, I might ruin it. Do you mind? I said, it's not going to ruin it. Write all you want. So she had like 9 different drawings, and she's writing what each one meant to her. So I have all of this in gold Sharpie, all of this writing on her artwork, which nobody else has. So I'm probably the only guy in the country or in the world that has this.
From Jen Williams, signed in the Casey studio.
Yeah, Jen Williams signed it all.
Okay.
And I'm going to go in, there's going to be black Sharpie all over it. Here's what I think it means.
Oh.
I probably wouldn't talk to her again.
Really, that'd be the end of it.
You want to talk Stevie Nicks finger painting? Take it down the hallway, cantaloupe. That's from Scissor Me Timbers.
Oh.
Well, she's a very good artist. You haven't seen it, so.
Such a weird flex of wealth by bringing posters in for your coworkers to gawk at. Are you in the third grade, Ken? It's from Glove Blogger. Mm.
Well, I didn't bring it to gawk at. She hung it in her living room, so she's not. I'm not gawking at it.
Just now she put it in her living room?
No, I gave her the poster last year.
I thought you just gave it to her a minute ago.
This is a tour book. Why don't you listen?
Oh, I thought you just went to see Jen Williams just during the break.
I've seen Jen Williams quite a bit in the last couple of years.
But you just today, you brought her this artwork.
God, you are just exhausting.
I'm crestfallen.
You are exhausting.
Is this the deterioration of the olds?
I'm just trying to understand.
Yeah, it's like the cat.
Why would you be the only person in the world? People who sign stuff and do doodles all the time. It's from Brad in Boca.
Well, there aren't a lot of people that get to go backstage and see her anymore. She doesn't actually... You know, it had to have been in 94.
How did you get back there?
And there wasn't even a meet and greet. They canceled the meet and greet.
How did you get back there?
Just me, my sister, and Bob Ramsey got to go back.
How did you get back there?
Because I know her through Ty Babylonia. That's how I first met her in 1982.
Connections run deep.
Her entire good friends.
Huh.
That's how I got to meet her in 82.
Hey, guys, this is a story about the cat, but I have a one-of-a-kind Stevie Nicks item and brought it in for a coworker to admire, but also about the cat. Thanks. It's from Big Tough.
No, it's about the cat being exhausting with his cross-examination like Doug is doing.
I'm just asking. I'm trying to get it straight.
Well, wasn't that difficult.
Text on in your thoughts.
No, you can talk NBA if you want.
No, I actually have an audio clip that I think it is from the NBA, but it transcends. It's kind of in the vein of Derek Gould and Jack Fleury. I think you guys are really going to like it. It's Nick Nurse, new coach of the Philadelphia... Nick Nurse, he's going to be the new coach of the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah.
And he used to be the coach of the Raptors when they won the championship. And introductory press conference, he's asked about a player, James Harden, who's going to be a free agent next year, and this was the exchange.
And you got to be better at the end of those 2 months.
Do you want James Harden back?
Pardon me?
Do you want James Harden back?
James Harden's a great player.
That didn't answer the question.
Well, I would say this is that...
boy, this guy's getting berated.
James has a decision to make, and I'd be very happy if he came back. Yeah.
Can we play the beginning of that?
Do you want James Harden back?
Pardon me?
Do you want James Harden back?
James Harden's a great player.
That didn't answer the question.
Well,
why are you so mad at the coach?
He cut him off. He cut him off mid-sentence.
Who the hell are the reporters to take that kind of attitude with the coach?
Philadelphia, man. They're going to take your measure.
This new guy, I'm going to show him who's boss in this room.
What an ass.
Yeah.
Like, for real, I'd be so pissed.
Literally cuts him off mid-sentence. Yeah.
And then you want James Harden back?
Yeah, well, then you don't understand pitching, and that's okay.
Can I say that again?
I'm sorry.
One of the better exchanges of all time.
Oh, my God. So good.
Gosh. Nothing can be a St. Louis media, though. Mm-hmm. What that? Sorry?
Did you see the fire at the end of the dugout?
Well, I didn't.
Yeah, we missed those days.
I missed that.
Another
Tony, would you say that the Cardinals won tonight?
Well, it's nice to finally get a good question.
And, of course, in the NBA last night, the Denver Nuggets win game one of the NBA Finals over the Miami Heat, 104-93. If you bet them -9 like me, you were sweating it out until the very end because the Heat just won't go away. Even when they're down 20, they still want a piece of them. So luckily...
Seems to me the Nuggets wouldn't go away. They were ahead the whole time.
God, they are a lot to handle.
I could name two people on both teams.
All right, go ahead.
Well, obviously, Porter Jr.
There you go. There's one.
And I think is Jimmy Butler on Miami?
Yes, he is.
Nice.
Only two I know.
Congratulations, though.
How about Jokic? He might be the best player
Nikola
in the league.
Nikola Jokic. Back-to-back MVP.
Didn't know what team he was on.
He's on the Nuggets.
Well, he was great last night.
Yeah, God.
And he looks like he's going about half speed.
Yep.
What team is he on?
He plays for Denver. Okay. That's his
win, then.
Exactly, yeah. They are the biggest favorites in NBA Finals history. They were -400 to win the series.
Really?
Yeah, 4-1.
Doug, who was getting the oxygen mask, the two analysts?
That was
Barkley. It was me last night with the CPAP machine.
Charles Barkley and I forgot who else were literally getting ready for the pre- or post-game and had oxygen masks.
I think that was a joke.
Altitude. Was it a joke?
I think it was
probably
a joke.
I thought they were done. Didn't they say that today we're done?
So on TNT, they're done because all the NBA games are on ESPN/ABC. But NBA TV, which is, of course, unfestered by major networks, does pre- and post-game coverage. So Shaq and Barkley are doing post-game coverage on NBA TV. So not on TNT.
I've been to Denver and Colorado many, many times.
I never once felt
like I needed oxygen.
I agree. Right. I've been there several times.
But before. For a player.
If you were running around as a player, yes. As a broadcaster, no way.
That's why game one was, for me, a lock that the Nuggets were going to cover because the heat and the altitude coming off seven-game series versus the Nuggets, who just came off a sweep, total different ball game there.
Can you find a way to make the stadiums non-altitude?
Like put them underground?
In
the Earth's core?
Dig into the mountains?
No, just have some kind of oxygen in it where it makes you at sea level.
Pump more oxygen into the stadiums?
So start pumping oxygen?
It would definitely be cheaper than making an underground bunker arena. Can you imagine?
Probably more desirable,
probably
too.
Probably the home team wouldn't want it because that's a big advantage.
Well, they wouldn't want it, but if you want to be fair.
Dude, can you imagine going to basically... I think this is a good idea, actually. Like... The entire stadium, it's a one big parking lot, but you have like elevator that go down to the
like Earth's a mile deep,
like or the Earth's core. I actually like this.
Oh, come
because
on!
Because I think the altitude, it's not noticeable, but I guarantee you, when you're playing, because when we hike, we did Rocky Mountain National Park. You could tell the altitude when you're doing like physical activity. I love the underground bunker stadium idea.
Yeah,
I think if we could get a fake rendering one of
Wouldn't
those.
Wouldn't it be easier just to pump more oxygen into the place?
I guess.
That's what I said.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Doug, kind of what you're saying with the Jokic thing, where he kind of plays half speed. That's why he's so good, because he refuses to be sped up. You can't speed him up. He plays at his pace and his pace only.
Yeah, I guess.
And he's on, and then Bam Adebayo is too little. This is a grown man's game. He's too little. And they're going to have trouble. I think it's a five-game series at most.
And somebody said it towards the end of the game, that, geez, he passes like magic and he shoots like Bird. And
someone
else got
double.
Mad and said, wait a minute, we're exaggerating.
Yeah, probably. But, I mean, he can do pretty much everything, and he's 7 foot, 240, 50 pounds.
And can shoot from 30 feet out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he shoots uncomfortable shots. He's unbelievable. He's absolutely unbelievable.
I'm not a magic hater.
Overrated? We're going to have one of those takes?
He is definitely not overrated, but Oscar Robertson's a better player.
It's a take.
Well, he had better numbers.
Not really.
I don't know. I think I'm with you. The numbers
Magic
are pretty similar.
Magic had more championships, more MVPs.
Well, I'm talking about assists. Individual numbers.
I think Magic had more assists.
I don't know.
Shorter career. Magic's obviously had his career cut somewhat.
Yeah,
short.
I love the Big O. I don't think he gets enough credit. So
you're
it's
right.
Not like Magic's overrated.
Oscar Robertson might be one of the most important athletes in American sports because he essentially created free agency because he said that basketball players especially should be paid like entertainers because teams make as much money as movies and players should be paid like entertainers and get to choose where they want to go. So Oscar Robertson is a very important person in the world of sports, and I do agree he's underrated, but Magic Johnson might be the best pure point guard of all time.
I think I'm with you.
The Big O would only be underrated by people who didn't see him play.
Right.
He hadn't played in half a century.
I never saw him play, and I'm very much so anti.
You were born 20 years after he retired.
I'm very much so anti-old school. But he's the one exception for me that generational talent. I think he could play.
So
in
how are you
going to
say Bill Russell's overrated, but Oscar Robertson's underrated? They play at the exact same time.
In terms of the big men that Bill Russell was going,
yeah,
up
just
against,
Will Chamberlain.
See, you can name what. That's what I don't like. Like he went up against Will like what one time a year. Look at the video tape
like eight
footage.
Teams.
Those dudes are 6'5 plumbers.
Bill Russell is a phenomenal winner.
I just don't think that
there was a bunch of 7 foot centers. There was Nate Thurman and there was Walt Bellamy and there was Connie Durkin and there was the game was heavily centered around the center position. Lob it in and let the big guy
correct.
Take a short shot.
Almost every team had
he was 6'8", I think.
McCauley was 6'8"?
I think so. Almost every team had someone close to 7 feet tall. They just didn't move like him.
And Russell was only 6'9 or 6'10". It wasn't
yeah.
like he
no,
was
no,
seven.
He wasn't 7 foot.
6'9", I think.
So, I mean, and defensive. I mean, you're the greatest, probably the greatest winner in North American sports history.
No question.
Doug selected in 1956 by?
Who? Who are we talking about?
San Francisco?
Bill Russell?
Selected by Boston.
No.
And he got traded here. No, selected by St. Louis, and he got traded there.
Selected by the St. Louis Hawks.
And we traded him for McCauley.
Rats.
Yeah.
Good trade there. Another St.
Louis. I mean, that McCauley, great.
Mozeliak on that roster?
No. It wouldn't have been a lie.
Mo Senior.
Kurt Flood created free agency. He certainly did for baseball. I'm talking about for basketball.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Looking for gourmet meals? Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and my favorite, asparagus. Head to factormeals.com/McKernan50 and use code McKernan50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code McKernan50 at factormeals.com/McKernan50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Jackson, do folks at the DeSoto remotes like when you talk Jokic and the guy spelled it just like so? He spelled it with a D in front of a J, which is not even close.
Nice.
There's no D in Jokic. You might be thinking of Novak Djokovic.
How about Luka Doncic?
Luka Doncic, who's somehow already crowned the king of the sport by doing nothing.
Oh man, that was a little bitter.
Got a $4 million card.
I'm just he seems to be like considered by like the best player in the NBA, but like can't even make the playoffs. Basketball.
It's a team sport.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
A car costs $4 million?
Yeah, one of his cards.
Yeah, his
really? Oh, card.
Yeah, sorry about
but there
that.
Are cars that cost $4 million. Of any sport, basketball seems to be the most difficult to compare superstars across generations. Each subsequent generation benefited from the evolution of the style of playing and also what's permissible under the rules. Arbor Day.
True.
Are we giving away text of the day? Because if we could,
that would be
that is the truest statement I've ever heard.
Have you seen that video that's going around where they pass the ball to LeBron and he takes what must be 6 steps without dribbling to go up to the basket?
Yeah, there's
never got away with anything like that before.
Right.
You didn't used to be able to put your hand under the ball and dribble. You had to have your hand on top
of the ball to
dribble.
There's a guy on Twitter that will call out. I forgot what he calls himself.
Oh, yeah, the narc ref.
Yeah, the narc ref. That's what he calls. And he'll go through NBA footage from this season, from even like previous games the night before, and point out about 15 travels, 20 carries,
right.
10 fouls.
It's just that's why it feels like just a show. More than a game, because they don't play by the rules. Rick Barry had a big rant about this a few months ago, where he said if you just call the game by the rules, it would be a completely different game than what we're seeing.
Yeah, but if you plop LeBron into the 50s and 60s, he would absolutely average 65 points a game.
But the guys back then were held back by things they couldn't do, such as pick the ball up and run with it.
Yeah, but some of those guys couldn't pass with their left hand, couldn't dribble really well with their left hand.
Too. They were the most talented players in the world at the time.
Watch some video on Bob Cousy. He never palmed the ball. He's always bing.
You had to.
Up and down, and then he set shots.
But didn't he? Isn't Cousy the one that couldn't dribble with his left hand?
No. I think Bob Cousy was left-handed.
I don't think
or his opposite
left-handed.
Hand. There was one point guard that is in the Hall of Fame. He's a fantastic player, I'm sure.
Can he kick with his left foot?
This topic does remind me a lot of that right there.
Bob Cousy's still alive.
Yeah.
94 years old.
Mm-hmm. I got a baseball card with, I don't know where I got it. It's him and Stan Musial in a picture together posing, and I got Cousy's autograph on it.
Oh, there you go. Bob Cousy bluntly responded to slight from J.J. Redick. Bob Cousy couldn't dribble with his left hand. That was from J.J. Redick. And I think, I don't remember what Cousy said.
I don't think you had to back then.
Yeah, you gotta be able to dribble with both hands.
When you're still playing, when the triple threat position is a factor, that's when you know.
What do you mean triple threat is? That's how Jokic scores all his points. He goes in the triple threat and then works.
I feel like that's an old school way of teaching basketball.
What do you mean? It's one of the most fundamental parts of the game. You can pass, dribble, and shoot out of it,
and get a wide base.
That'll never change. As long as basketball is a sport, you'll be in the triple threat.
And it was mentioned earlier that it's basketball probably is one of the hardest sports to judge individuals
100%.
As far as who is the best. I mean, you always have an argument with LeBron and Jordan, and people always go, well, he won 6 titles. I mean, you're talking about an individual player. Yeah, he had a couple guys with him, and LeBron really, he's had some good players with him too. But you go back to the Oscar Robertson, I mean, how many points would he have averaged if they had the 3-point shot back then?
Oh, yeah.
Pete Maravich.
Oh, Pete Maravich would be the
Some of Will Chamberlain's numbers. They're obscene.
Oh, they're crazy.
Some of those are like 50 rebound games. That to me shows.
He averaged 52 points in one season. He averaged a game 52 points.
Yeah. He was completely unstoppable.
Yeah.
Physically, he was just way ahead of his time.
Right. And he had massive skill, like him and Kareem both. Like the hook shot, people like, oh, it's the hook shot. That takes incredible touch and skill and talent. It's unbelievable. Jackson, you counting down the minutes until 10? You have to be. It's from the Bastard James Hahn. Not at all. I'm loving every minute of hanging out with you boys.
Not as much as the listeners are counting down until 10.
Well, for them, it's the first day of school.
No. Randy, Carrie, Brooke, and Matt Rocchio will do the extra hour. We will not be doing Balloon Party today. I told Mike Ryder I'm ready in the bullpen, but, you know, I get it. You know who's always ready in the bullpen for you, Doug, though, is Ryan Kelly. He's a title sponsor.
Well, he's more of a starting pitcher than a bullpen.
Yeah, you're right.
Guy,
you're right. You
start
right.
with an original.
An ace. He's an ace.
Yeah. He could be either, actually, the more I think about it. He could be the starting pitcher getting you an original mortgage. If you're thinking of buying a home, the process not as complicated as you think with the Home Loan Expert. They make the pre-approval process easy. Get pre-approved today, the day you call in. They'll provide a lower rate with a 10-day closing guarantee. So if you're just looking to buy a house, you get the starting pitcher, Ryan Kelly. You send him out there, he and his team out there. They'll get you the best mortgage at the lowest rate possible with a 10-day closing guarantee. Or if you're in the middle of a mortgage and you need a relief pitcher, raise the right arm, bring in the right hander. Ryan Kelly will be in there to help you refinance. With inflation here, people are taking on more debt than ever. If you're a homeowner, leverage that equity. Put the equity in your home to work for you with a simple cash-out refinance. Ryan Kelly can show you how to do that. Rates are coming down a little bit. Act quickly. Homes will start selling very quickly now. If you're needing to call, ask a question, Ryan and his team are right there to help you out through the entire process, whether you need a starter, a reliever, or a middle guy. You know, to give you a lot of innings. Ryan Kelly and his team are there. The website is thehomeloanexpert.com. Thank you, Ryan Kelly. Thank you so much, Sir Mortgage.
And Doug, we're about to have some hair, baby. We're about to, it's the regrowth season, and I'm talking about St. Louis hair restoration.
It's the regrowth season.
That's right.
That's what we're hoping to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to it.
Absolutely.
We're going
to
have it done at St. Louis Hair Restoration. I guess we get group rates because there's so many of us follically challenged on this show, but we're going to go ahead and do it. Hair restoration is all they do at St. Louis Hair Restoration. Dr. Polenga and the founder, Greg Kraling, are patients of their own product. That's how much they believe in it. We started talking about this yesterday, how we're going to have the procedure done. You're already using the laser cap.
I am.
And
I'm
going to go ahead with the
FUE.
Yes, with the FUE hair transplant. I'm going to do this. While we talked about it yesterday, somebody dropped in, they slid into my DMs.
Indeed.
A listener did. And he sent me this message. He said, "Hi, Doug," which is inappropriate. We're not on a first name basis.
No, Mr. Vaughn.
Mr. Vaughn, yeah. Sir, yeah. Something like that. Well, I let that go. Here's what he said. "Just wanted to tell you about my experience at St. Louis Hair Restoration and hopefully ease any of your concerns, if you even have any. I could not be happier with the results. I had 2,500 FUE grafts done in January 2022, and the picture below is from February 2023. Sent me a picture. The procedure itself wasn't necessarily painful, maybe slightly uncomfortable at times. You can read, watch Netflix, even nap during it. The recovery was so easy as long as you follow the instructions that they give you. When he did have questions, Greg and his team answered them that same day. I'm so happy you guys are advertising for them. They are legitimately an outstanding practice and have literally changed my life. I mean, just look at my luscious mane," and he gave me a picture of his before and after. "You would not think it's the same guy." Absolutely incredible.
Doug showed me the picture.
Look at this. Look at this guy.
He
went from a lousy head of hair to looking like George Clooney.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really unbelievable. Some of the before and after pictures they have, really incredible. Yeah. So if you're struggling with this, if it makes you uncomfortable in social situations, if it's hurting your confidence, go ahead and get it done. There's
Absolutely.
Something you can do about it, and you'll look completely different. And a lot of people that have it done say, "Jesus, why didn't I do that 10 years ago?
Absolutely. They got me on the finasteride, and they got me that laser cap. I wear it 6 minutes a night, super easy, gets that blood flowing to the head, helps with the regrowth. And then, of course, the finasteride helps just kind of hold the line. And then after a year, if I'm in good shape, we might get something done. Hey, Doug, you want hair, but life's not fair.
No.
Send your head on vacation and choose St. Louis Hair Restoration.
Oh, God.
That's a good one.
The website is stlouishairrestoration.com. Look into it.
Absolutely.
You'll be glad you did.
Absolutely. And
happy birthdays today. If I came
real quick. Yeah, absolutely.
One of our sponsors, actually, from Major Brands, Tim Burkhart.
God bless. Hey, happy birthday, Tim Burkhart.
And Jackie Bowling's birthday is today, too.
Oh.
Happy birthday, Jackie.
What about Bittenbender?
That's not a sponsor.
No, she's a friend.
That's why she went second.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure Shay will take her out for dinner.
That's outstanding. Another news, happy birthday to Jackie Bowling, of course, Tim Burkhart, great Tim Burkhart. This comes from Jeff Jones, Doug, of St. Louis beat writer for the Belleville News Democrat. Jeff Jones tweeted out yesterday, "The Cardinals are recalling Jordan Walker. A source with direct knowledge says he'll join the active roster tomorrow in Pittsburgh."
Makes perfect sense. I mean, look who got hurt. You've got O'Neill, Newt Barr, Carlson. They're all out, right? Why wouldn't you bring up Walker? Why was he sent down in the first place? I guess is another question you could be asking.
Yeah, that's the bigger question in all of that, but you're not wrong. Tim and I were talking to John Denton about this yesterday, and he was talking about, like, Jordan Walker's coming up. Denton is kind of was against the move in the first place, but he agreed with Tim that now that Jordan Walker's up, there's no going back down. You can't
you
send him back
think.
Down.
You Unless know, he says, just completely bombs.
Right. I think what he says is, like, you can do that to, like, you know, Taylor Motter or guys like that or a third string catcher, but a top prospect across all of baseball, 20 years old, 6'6", 245 or 250, you're not going to be sending him up and back, up and down I-55 like that.
Just let him play. Let him play every single night. And if it's not a great year this year, at least when next year rolls around, you'll have a guy that might have 300 or 400 at-bats under his belt.
Well, what made no sense when they sent him down was that they brought up Motter in his place. So you think Motter is a better choice than Walker? And I know you said, well, he's got to hit the ball on the ground, or you get the ball in the air, hit home runs, whatever. Can't do that. Yeah, let him play every day. He'll do it here.
Yeah, I don't think it was necessarily that, like, they thought Motter was better. I think, and Denton was talking to us again about this on Bloom Party yesterday, is like, it was more of like, all right, this is before O'Neill and Carlson got hurt, but like, O'Neill, Carlson, Newt Barr, here's your opportunity to establish yourself as an everyday outfielder. If you can't, then we're going to make some moves. And also, I think more so than anything, is just to get Walker reps in outfield, because if you're not going to play him every day, like, he was, I think, statistically, the worst outfielder in baseball from a defensive standpoint, because he doesn't play. He hasn't played the outfield. He's a third baseman. So, like, you know, this is. I thought it was more of a reason to get him some more reps in the outfield. I thought the ground ball thing was super weird. I still think it's super weird.
Get this. They call him up, and guess what?
What?
I think they get another year of service time by 8 days, if I did the math correctly.
Right?
I think you have to be on the Major League Baseball roster for 178 days.
And now he won't be?
And now I think he's going to hit like 155, 165. Isn't that hilarious how that works?
Well,
out?
You may be happy
he's ready
about that.
Now.
6 years from now, you may be happy that they got him for another year.
Maybe, or if he holds a grudge and
he
says,
"I remember."
He won't
be here 6 years from now. Or if he is, he will have already signed an extension because he had one good year and they signed him to an extension early. So.
Well, you're eligible for arbitration. What after 3 years, three or four?
Three.
Is it three?
Okay. 3 years, you're eligible for arbitration, then 6 years ready for free agency.
Yeah, so they'll have it. They'll have him under control.
Just wait till he's third in the MVP votes next year, and then Mozeliak takes him to task in court over a half a million.
In court.
Well, don't they do arbitration hearings? Not court, but they still front. It's a hearing.
It's a hearing.
Legit,
it's in a
like,
room. It's not a court.
No.
It wouldn't surprise me if he's the replacement at first base for Paul Goldschmidt.
Ooh.
What about Lucan Baker? So. Is he not a first baseman?
He is, but you would think if they were going to play him, he'd be up by now.
God, that
DH
dude is
or something.
He's a monster.
But, I mean, you could see Walker as a first baseman, right?
Oh, yeah. I couldn't see him as an outfielder.
He's big, tall, targeted first base. Goldschmidt, as good as he is, you know, he's got a few years left, but he's not going to be there forever. He's already late 30s. Walker might be your first baseman of the future.
And that may be coming next year. Doesn't Goldschmidt have a player option, or is that a team option?
Well,
I'm not sure.
It's impossible to find out.
There is no way to know.
I'll find out for you.
Absolutely no way.
I think it's private information.
Closely held secret.
We're on Baseball Reference. We're going to go to
Goldschmidt's having an okay year.
I'm not suggesting he's anywhere close to retiring, but
I'm not
saying
retiring. 3 years
from now, the question will be different because he'll be 40 years old.
He is on, so they have him through next year.
Okay, so
5 year, $130 million. Yeah.
Okay,
deal.
I didn't know he next year, 36.
He is currently, he is 35. He'll be turning 36 on September 10th.
Okay, so he'll be 37 by the time his contract runs out with the Cardinals.
You actually, that's a perfect contract, too, because he probably will fizzle out toward the end of next year. That'll probably be it. So that actually works
maybe.
For the Cardinals.
Yeah, you might get another 2 years.
You
after
could sign
that.
A 1 year extension on that player option.
As a first baseman,
don't do that, Carpenter.
You might be able to
that was like a 3 year extension.
He was the best player in the league as early as last year.
Yeah, he was MVP last year, and I think he'll put up some pretty sick numbers
this
year.
He's been hitting
too.
A little bit lately, yeah.
He always gets hot when it gets warmer. I got crapped on for that at on 101 ESPN, but he gets hot when it gets warmer. You guys don't get why it's bad to be hitting ground balls. He was 60% of his balls on the ground. That's among the worst in the league. It was trending bad. It's from Big Old Fan.
Well, he also had a 12-game hitting streak.
Yeah.
And those balls were going like 115 miles per hour.
And he did have a couple of home runs.
Baseball is the only sport to where failure is better than success because of your exit velo numbers and things like everybody. Everybody would rather have a guy hit 115 off the bat to center field for an out as opposed to 105 off the bat, a streamlining grounder that gets you a single. I don't understand baseball analytics. If he's hitting the ball, I don't really care if it goes to the moon or if it goes to an anthill. As long as you find space and are able to hit the ball, I don't care.
A lot of hard-hit ground balls are hits.
And those will eventually, as your career develops, will turn into line drive doubles, which are very important in baseball. I don't get it.
I think the Cardinals would rather him be a 260 hitter with 35 home runs and 100 RBIs than a 320 hitter with 6 home runs and 40
probably
RBIs.
So. Yeah.
I get it, but if Jordan Walker would have kept the same idea and thought process the Cardinals wanted, he was dying on a vine when he first went back down to try to hit in the air, and he finally was fed up with it. So I'm glad he did his own thing.
They're likely protecting Lucan Baker and Moises Gomez for a trade. Don't want to expose them. Goldie gives no indication of slowing down. Shut it, stick boy. That's from the U City Turkey Neck, formerly of NOCO.
He was shutting it down. I thought there'd be a player option, and that is a serious option. If you have the option to pay a guy $25 million or let him walk, I think that's a that's something you got to talk about. It's a 36-year-old player, and he disintegrated in the last month of the season. Granted, MVP, I get that, but it's not like he's consistent.
And well, that's like half month.
We don't really know if he absolutely loves it here or if he would gladly go somewhere else.
Well, he does hand the fans money every year.
Well, he plays for the fans, not the money.
Certainly does not play for the money.
Hey, Doug, it's obvious that Burleson is our first baseman of the future with the number of starts he's getting in the outfield from Big Tough.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't
think he's
so,
a big boy. Actually, when I went to the game, I didn't realize how big that dude was.
But there are some Walker big comparisons boy. With Pujols.
Oh, yeah.
Pujols started as a shortstop, played a little third base,
little outfield.
Played a little left field, wound up being your first baseman for who knows what, 11 years until he came back?
Yeah.
I could see that kind of trajectory for Jordan Walker.
When listeners saw Tim was out today, the audience exit velo was off the charts. It's from the Ball Eligible, TMA Sabermetrics. Wow.
That really got us. Doug, are you?
Let's quit this show now. Nobody's listening to us. They hate us.
They do hate us.
We need Tim.
This big old fan. Banty little rooster. Fed up with it? His ball is in the air now. Jesus, pay a little attention. What he is doing is exactly what they wanted him to do.
But he actually said, I mean, there was a quote the other day that he followed his own path, that he trying to just hit the ball and not hit it in the air. If you look at his stats, the first 2.5 weeks of being called down, he was hitting like 146.
Yeah, he had a really rough
time. Shut up, because I am absolutely accurate on this. It's 100% documented that he said he went off the grid and did his own thing, just trying to hit the ball. And guess what? He's hitting bombskis now.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, what about Frank Franchi? It's from Uncle Wally's Plastic Care.
Oh, have a good conversation with him.
Yeah.
But you don't have to be a baseball expert to look at Jordan Walker and see, gosh, this guy's going to be a player. Just let him play. Whatever he wants to do, just let him do it.
You look at the roster that they have now. A lot of young outfielders, a lot of young infielders. Just signed a catcher for the next, 5 years. Who was the next position free agent they sign?
Hopefully a pitcher. Oh, position.
Well, you may need an outfielder.
Silly Jackson.
What do they have in the outfield? They got one of the worst offensive outfields in
baseball.
Probably
need a center fielder.
But they got kids, so you're either going to give them a chance or... You gave up on him at some point, but when is that?
I'd say center field, because a lot of the young guys are corner outfielders.
Yeah,
you got way too many infielders. I can tell you that much right now. If you want Mason Wynn to play in the next couple years and have Gorman play other than just DH, you got to shed some fat. And I'm not saying Tommy Edman and Donovan are fat, but you got to like be able to make room for players.
Right now, they might both be starting outfielders.
Yeah,
no, I'm with you.
Because they're so limited at center field, you know, without Carlson and O'Neill, and I guess Newt. But if you want to, all like Gomez, I don't actually know about Gomez, but like Yepes, Burleson, just a lot of the young guys are in the corners, Walker. We're going to have a great conversation coming up in the next segment with Joey Zanaboni. Then we'll have the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day. And then we'll be off to the weekend. So this is going to close out the 8 o'clock hour. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After Live from the Michelob Ultra Studios.